This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. David Greenberger travels around the country, talking with older people, listening to their stories. Then he retells them to us. Today, a story David Greenberger heard from Helen Carver as she remembered her husband.
I was just married once to my two-legged buck. We lived 48 years in Gallup, New Mexico. My husband worked 35 years for the fire department. I didn't work, I was just a squaw. Then we moved to Thoreau, that's near Continental Divide. Then we moved to Blue Mountain Lake, that's 12 miles south of Thoreau. Then when he had his heart attack, we moved to Grants, New Mexico. And then we came to Pennsylvania, me and my husband. After his heart operation, the doctors in Albuquerque couldn't do no more, so my daughter and my son-in-law transferred us both here. They thought the hospital here would take better care of him. Four years ago, I lost my two-legged buck. I lost him at St. Vincent's Hospital. We were married 48 years. He had a big heart operation, and they said it might go to his head, and it did. They had him in an ice box, and I had to look at him, and they said, "Don't touch him or kiss him, because he's cold as a popsicle." That was the end of my two-legged buck. He was cremated, and I want to be cremated, too. He was in the Navy, and he said he wanted to be thrown out in the water. I want my ashes scattered out in the mountains, not in the water, because I can't swim. Scatter me in the country. I'm a country girl, just not in a coal mine, even though I'm a coal miner's daughter. It's too dark in there. We had him cremated. I couldn't tell you what day it was because I was too much in stress. Now I'm coming out of stress and I joined the senior citizens. On Memorial Day, I got a dozen red roses. He loved them. And I took them down to the dock and threw them in the lake. I said, "Wherever you're at, honey." They were real fresh roses. And they came back because the wind blew them in.
The words of Helen Carver, as retold by our commentator, David Greenberger.